Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Monthly Interest Amortization Tables by Delphi is a practical financial reference book rather than a narrative work. It belongs to the mortgage and lending category and is designed to help readers calculate monthly loan payments quickly without doing full amortization math from scratch. Based on the publisher descriptions and retail listings, the book compiles pre-computed payment tables for a wide range of loan amounts, interest rates, and repayment terms, making it useful in everyday lending and purchase decisions. Its format reflects a utilitarian purpose instead of explaining theory. At length, it provides a structured lookup system for common borrowing scenarios. The book is aimed at home buyers and sellers, mortgage brokers, loan officers, real estate professionals, attorneys, students, and investors who need fast, reliable estimates. Its long-standing popularity suggests that it has been valued as a working tool in an era before digital calculators and online amortization software became the norm. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a lookup-based approach to monthly loan payment calculation. The core purpose of the book is to replace repeated manual computation with a table-driven method for finding monthly payments. In practice, this means readers can identify the relevant loan amount, interest rate, and term, then read the corresponding payment rather than deriving it mathematically each time. That design matters because mortgage and installment lending often require many quick comparisons across slightly different scenarios. A lookup table reduces friction, especially for people who need fast estimates during a sale, negotiation, or consultation. The book therefore functions as a computational aid as much as a reference text. Its value lies in speed, consistency, and convenience. The same structure can be used repeatedly across many transactions, lowering the chance of arithmetic error and helping users focus on the financial decision itself rather than the calculation process. Secondly, broad coverage of loan sizes, rates, and repayment terms. One of the most important features of the book is its wide numerical range. The tables cover small loans as well as large mortgage-sized balances, with interest rates spanning low single digits to much higher borrowing costs and terms extending up to 40 years. This breadth makes the book more versatile than a narrow mortgage chart because it can support car loans, home loans, small private lending arrangements, and other installment scenarios. The inclusion of multiple rate and term combinations also reflects the reality that borrowing conditions vary widely by market and borrower profile. For the user, that means the book is not limited to a single type of transaction, but can serve as a general payment reference across many common lending contexts. Its usefulness depends on this range. The wider the coverage, the more situations it can answer without requiring another resource. Thirdly, organized table structure for practical speed and usability. The book is organized into four tables, arranged from the most commonly used to the least commonly used. That structure is important because the book is not meant to be read sequentially. It is meant to be searched efficiently. By placing the primary monthly amortization table first, the author prioritizes the needs of readers who will repeatedly consult the same type of information. This makes the book especially suitable for professionals who work under time pressure, such as mortgage brokers and loan officers. The organization also reduces cognitive load. Instead of forcing the user to navigate a large mathematical handbook, the structure guides them toward the most likely answer first. In a practical reference book, usability is part of the content. The arrangement of tables is therefore not a minor design choice, but a central feature that determines how effective the book is as a working tool. Fourthly, a professional aid for housing, lending, and advisory work. The book is clearly positioned for applied financial use rather than academic study alone. Its audience includes home buyers and sellers, real estate agents, mortgage brokers, bank and credit union loan officers, attorneys, students, and investors. That range shows that the tables are useful wherever monthly payment estimates influence a decision or a contract. For buyers and sellers, the book helps compare affordability and offer structures. For loan professionals, it supports client discussions and preliminary quotes. For attorneys and other advisors, it offers a straightforward way to interpret lending terms in transactional settings. This professional orientation is important because it explains why the book remained useful even as digital calculators became more common. A well-organized printed reference can still be valuable in meetings, classrooms, and situations where immediate cross-checking is needed. The book therefore sits at the intersection of finance, real estate, and practical decision support. Lastly, why a printed amortization table still matters as a reference format. Although the underlying math can be handled by software today, the book remains notable because it captures an era when printed financial tables were a primary decision tool. Its enduring reputation suggests that users valued not just the numbers, but the reliability of having a standardized reference at hand. A printed table can be especially useful for quick comparisons, for checking a calculator result, or for understanding how payment changes as rates and terms shift. It also offers a transparent format. The user can see the relationship between inputs and monthly payment without relying on a hidden algorithm. That makes the book educational in a limited but practical sense, because repeated use can build intuition about borrowing costs. Compared with generic finance books, its distinction is precision and immediacy. It does one job, but it does it in a highly structured way that supports real-world lending decisions. In conclusion, Monthly Interest Amortization Tables is best suited for readers who need practical loan payment information rather than theoretical instruction. Home buyers, sellers, mortgage brokers, loan officers, real estate professionals, attorneys, students in finance-related fields. And investors can all use it as a quick reference when comparing borrowing options or explaining repayment structures. Its main benefit is efficiency. It provides ready-made monthly payment data across a broad range of loan amounts, interest rates, and terms, reducing the need for repeated manual calculation. It also has educational value because the table format helps readers see how payment levels change with different borrowing conditions. What makes it stand out in its category is its highly focused usefulness. Many finance books explain amortization conceptually, but this one is built to deliver immediate numeric answers in a compact, accessible form. That makes it especially valuable as a working tool in lending and real estate contexts, where time, clarity, and consistency matter. If you would like to support Delphi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.